Was this M&A headline written by AI? Bullish market sentiment says not yet to a tech takeover. While the outlook for M&A certainly grabbed the headlines coming out of Tulane, we would be remiss not to provide insights into our survey when we asked dealmakers what they thought the impact of AI would be on the deal business itself. While many see the 2026 M&A market as bullish, some have begun to raise concerns as artificial intelligence causes historic uncertainty in the market, especially in software. Our survey, which was published before Tulane, dove deeper into the impact of AI on dealmaking. While one survey respondent said AI is going to change everything, the majority of respondents shared some similar thinking. Our main three takeaways were that AI will improve sourcing and drive efficiency in the deal process, and that it will shape kinds of deals in the future as companies look to build capacity. We also got a kick out of one of the cheekier answers from one dealmaker who will defer to Claude on AI's impact. Beyond dealmaking itself, the impact of AI looms large over the future of the media and legal professions. During last week's M&A and the media panel, the panelists noted they feel the technology should currently just be used as a tool, not a substitute, because AI lacks critical elements of human judgment, particularly in analysis, discerning truth, and sourcing. This sentiment was furthered on the panel by Bloomberg Opinion's Matt Levine, who pointed to the shortcomings of AI, emphasizing the importance of building a trusted, ongoing relationship with readers, which he described as a parasocial connection that drives engagement and keeps audiences returning to his writing. Further use of AI as a tool to thrive in this new AI era was also the theme of an open letter written by our friend Sebastian Niles, President and Chief Legal Officer at Salesforce. He argues that AI is no longer a future capability. It's the enabler and catalyst for a fundamental shift in how law and professional services firms create value. The letter goes on to discuss shifting client expectations and how AI, with trust, can become a competitive advantage before finishing with a call to action for legal professionals to come together to design this reimagined future. With spring finally in the air, we are excited about MLB opening week, where our optimism for M&A is almost matched by our expectations for our beloved Mets and even the Yankees. Finally, we know some of you will be spending the weekend cleaning your homes of all hametz, or leavened bread and goods, in anticipation of Passover, and we wish our readers who celebrate Hag Pesach Sameach have a great weekend. GPP team. In activism news this week, The Wall Street Journal, TripAdvisor adds new directors as part of deal with activist Starboard. The company announced Monday that Diran Fonseca, former executive at Expedia, and Andrew Cates, CEO of RVC Outdoor Destinations, will join the board as a part of a settlement with Starboard that will see the activists nominate two additional directors at the 2026 annual meeting. The Wall Street Journal, activist pushes Meineke owner-driven brands to explore a sale. Adam Wyden's hedge fund, ADW Capital, which has previously targeted companies in the fast food industry, is switching gears and pushing for the automotive services provider-driven brands to consider a sale or breakup. The Wall Street Journal, activist Elliot builds big stake in chip design software maker Synopsys. The activist revealed a multi-billion dollar investment in Synopsys and is pushing the software maker's board to make operational and governance improvements. In M&A news, Financial Times, Equitable and Corebridge set to create $22 billion life insurance giant. After spinning out of AIG in 2022, Corebridge plans to combine with Equitable in an all-stock deal to create a retirement, asset management, and wealth management giant overseeing $1.5 trillion in assets. Financial Times, Apollo agrees biggest Japan deal in $3.7 billion rescue of glassmaker NSG. Amid a shifting corporate landscape in Japan, Apollo announced the firm's largest deal in Japan through its purchase of the glassmaking manufacturer, Janus Henderson. Takeover battle ends. On Tuesday, the UK-based Asset Managers Special Committee announced it had agreed to a revised, all-cash take-private bid from Trion and General Catalyst, prompting fellow bidder Victory Capital to withdraw its offer. Breaking Views' Jeffrey Goldfarb commented that the speed of closing and cash premium offered in Trion's bid ultimately gave their side a leg up. In top corporate governance news, Financial Times, SEC raises questions over rating agency behind private credit boom. To no surprise for some of us, credit rating provider Egan-Jones is under scrutiny from the SEC for its grades on private credit loans. brought on by its application to rate new classes of debt and the company's outsized role in the booming market for private credit ratings. Weinberg Center. Deep Divides and Limited Consensus. A 2026 survey of law professors on shareholder proposals. Presiding Director of the University of Delaware's Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance, Lawrence Cunningham's latest paper, unveils the deep fragmentation amongst legal professors on the purpose and design of the shareholder proposal system. Columbia Law. Blue Sky, Corporate Oversight in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. Our friend Pierluigi Matera argues that while AI is reshaping how companies detect and report risks, it does not alter the underlying Caremark framework governing board oversight liability. In IPO news, CNBC, markets face volatility as IPO hype, geopolitics and tech collide. Guggenheim's Eric Mandel, Freedom Capital Markets' Jay Woods, and Fundstrat's Tom Lee joined CNBC's Morgan Brennan to discuss the reopening IPO pipeline, the market's path towards equilibrium amidst geopolitical uncertainties, and a possible resurgence in the software trade. The information, SpaceX, aims to file for IPO as soon as this week. SpaceX has hired a myriad of banks to prepare to file in the coming days for what could be the largest IPO in history. The company continues to target a public listing in June, and is pushing to allow for up to 20% of shares sold in the IPO to be available to individual investors. Axios Pro, Scoop, Crusoe raising pre-IPO round at up to $40 billion valuation. Crusoe, a data center developer and clean power supplier based in Denver, is accelerating plans to go public this year and beginning pre-IPO fundraising after a Series E round led by Valor, Altimeter, and Mubadala in October. From our desk to yours. Even though it was a great trip to New Orleans, members of the GPP team were feeling nostalgic about NYC, and basked in the return through a return visit to two of the city's longtime favorites, E. Sodi and Cosme. At Jody Williams and Rita Sodi's love letter to NYC, we enjoyed the spread of E. Sodi's famous house-made pastas ranging from their 22-layer lasagna a sugo to pappardelle al limone, to a special which was a classic orecchiette with sweet sausage and broccoli. We matched a Tuscan T-bone with a natural partner at said restaurant, E. Sodi di San Nicolo, before indulging further on a vanilla panna cotta with blackberry chutney and, of course, tiramisu. The next day, we made the trek to Flatiron, where we dined on contemporary Mexican cuisine at Enrique Olvera's Cosme. We started off with the must-try guacamole served with corn tostadas before moving on to Montauk Fluke Crudo with diced Asian pear. Next up were perfectly browned grilled Atlantic scallops, served al pastor style with fresh tortillas. Finally, we loved the pecan duck carnitas, tender and smoky with delightfully crispy skin, and served alongside fresh tortillas and two different varieties of salsa. We were tapped out at this point, but a return trip is already in the books to sample the famous corn husk meringue. Upcoming events. April 13 to 17. Semaphore World Economy, Washington, D.C. May 3 to 6, Milken Institute Global Conference, Los Angeles, California. May 6, Sportico's Invest West Conference, San Francisco, California.